came out. We were deflecting passes, getting in the passing lane. Score was 7-1, and our fans, let me say something about those guys. The people that showed up here tonight, 7,000, 8,000, it was like it was a packed house in here, and they showed the Razorbacks some love, and it was good to see our guys go out and perform at a good level. The second half, there's no question about it, it was a game of runs, and we had a run right there at the end of the first half, and in the second half, you can see us kind of impose our will and speed up the game against an attacking team in Indiana State.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Deltec Timber Corporation, a publicly owned natural resources company headquartered right here in Arkansas. Learn more at Chenal.com.
All right. Welcome. Any fears of Arkansas losing to an inferior Indiana State team have subsided. Welcome into the zone today, Justin Akre, Pat Bradley, Matty T,
hi,
Wally Hall, and Chris Kane joining us today to pick up a cookie or two.
Just saying hello. Just a quick stop.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to also thank the shoot over here for stopping by 2 days this week on Daybreak.
Best 30 minutes I've seen of it. Your show in a while.
I would that.
Only get up that early for three people. And you produce Aussies.
Appreciate that.
But
thank you,
guys.
Can I put one request in?
The other two are women.
Yeah. Melinda and Courtney.
Good point, Wally.
Alice and Courtney. So I don't want to be negative, but can we get a full screen graphic of the zone? We could use a little plug if you don't
mind. Was 10-1 weekdays on 103.7 The Buzz not enough?
How about I didn't see the full screen. Can I get a full screen graphic?
This guy, you give him a little bit, and he just wants more and more and
the
more.
Wants it. Right. We wants it.
Hey, guess who convinced your boy over here to pick your Cyclones this morning? That's right. Hey, what did he was like, I'm not really sure. I said, go. Come on. Yeah. Come on, do it. Do it.
I was heavy on Michigan State like President Obama.
I have no doubt in my mind that Iowa State can win this whole tournament. I believe.
Whoa!
That. I have no doubt they could lose to North Carolina. They as they shoot, they will go because this is a team that. And then again, look around the tournament. Ask anybody who's an expert or an amateur. If you have a team that can make threes, and they do, they have a bunch of guys that can make threes. They can shoot you in the game, or they can shoot you out. Pat knows all too well. If they hit a high percentage, they will beat anybody. Because I think they're good enough.
The thing that worries me is when you look at, and this is obviously the ultimate tournament, so you're going to end up with the best team all around. If a team is
almost always.
Well, if they can compete, they don't have to be the best defensive team in the country, but they have to be able to get stops when they need to.
That they can do.
See, then that's what you can't. You don't have to be the best offensive team in the country, but you've got to be able to score. When there's a drought, you can't go through a drought, and you can't allow the other team to go on too many runs.
Nobody cares about Iowa State. Let's focus on Arkansas's win last night at the NIT, and I hate to start the show focusing on the NIT, but that's where Arkansas is. So, look, it was a terrible first half. I will give the crowd credit, Coach Anderson, and you heard Chuck do it too. Not a huge crowd, but certainly a very vocal crowd last night. So I was impressed with
it sounded great
on TV. You could see there were a few holes in the actual seats, but, I mean, it was good to hear the folks were into it, and when Bell went nuts to start the game, that was the best thing for the crowd, I would guess.
You know what it looked like on TV? That they purposely filled
the bottom bowl?
Sections, the bottom bowl.
They should.
And then if you looked, when it showed behind the goals, it was a little scarce. I don't know if that was a reason why they did that, but it was good.
Thing.
I'm glad they did, yeah.
You know what? Sure. In a game like that, I'd say, look, let's get everybody settled in their seats, and then if you've got a worse seat and you want to move down, have
big guy,
it.
Big guy. Can I make an analogy for you, please?
Sure, feel free.
Because everybody that I've talked to has said they sucked in the first half, and then second half went great, okay? First of all, I like to focus on the positive, but second of all, when you met your lovely bride, was she all over you, or did you have to wear her down, and now you got the control of the situation?
I know the truth.
Right? I mean, very rarely. Let's be honest. You got a great relationship. You got a great marriage. Every anniversary, what do you guys talk about? The good times, not the bad.
How lucky we are to know you,
Pat. Was it a Mexican restaurant you took her to on your first date?
No. Oh, buddy, you really pulled out all the stops.
I took her to Sonny Williams after an art event at the Art Center. She's never had a night that good again.
That was full court pressure right there.
There is no doubt.
So my point is, I'm glad you brought that up.
When I see an opportunity, my friend, I go for it. You know what I'm saying?
And let's just say she was like their all-star, all-conference point guard. Some said, I heard Jimmy say it, that he was like the best player since Larry Bird at Indiana State. But they had to wear this kid down.
He was
clearly the head of their team, and they wore him down. So it was going to take 40 minutes to beat this team, or
look, here's
23 minutes to beat this team.
Arkansas was not focused. They didn't play well in the first half. They were throwing passes I've seen them not seen them throw all year. They just didn't. They weren't synced up for whatever reason. I don't think they weren't into
it. They made some sloppy passes.
Very sloppy.
But Indiana State, the first three turnovers were travels when they were trying to start making a move behind the three-point line. Oh, it wasn't behind the three-point line.
There were a few passes that were attempted.
Both
that I had,
of them that were...
Look, Indiana State's not a good team. I don't care what anybody says. You can say Odom's a great player. They stink. That conference is marginal at best, and it's going to bear itself out when Wichita State goes down in the first few games.
The only way Odom
Wichita
makes an
State?
NBA
yeah,
roster is if three people get hurt in practice. In the
oh, yeah. Well, we got one NBA guy on our team.
Arkansas big and slow.
Here's all I know. Arkansas didn't play that well for the game,
and
they won by 20. Okay, the Vegas line was 9.5. If Arkansas had played well in the first half, they'd have beat them by 40. So, I mean, look, it's not close. And Arkansas is the fifth or sixth best team in the SEC this year.
Hey, look, I'm not going to defend Indiana State or ISU.
Don't. There's only one ISU, I told you! Anyway, I'm glad
Arkansas won. There was a bunch of bunnies missed.
Yep.
They got some open jump shots, which was because of the Hogs, and they did contest some shots. And it just, listen, that's why they play 40 minutes, because at it's going to come out the way it should come
out. I bet
out.
You Arkansas didn't have 13 turnovers at home in five games this year. Maybe not even three games this year.
Oh, there was some passes, even in the second half. Did you see some of those passes
in the
second half? They're looking around at each other.
Was that considered a shot?
I don't think Arkansas is a good passing team.
No, they're not. That's why Arizona-Wisconsin is going to be a great game, because they're both good passing
teams. Yeah, but they didn't struggle with throwing the ball away like that as much.
Way too many bounce passes and way too many across-the-court passes.
Yeah, there were a lot of – well, they tried to squeeze it in between three guys a couple times. It was just not – they didn't make a lot of good decisions.
Their game is transition.
Yeah, that's right.
No kidding.
And but anyway, they had 13 turnovers, which is a lot for Arkansas, considering they only forced 12, and that's what they live on. They did have six blocks, though, which was good.
16 assists. Whenever they're sharing, you see like 16 assists, although it's kind of skewed a little bit at the end when you're doing – Antoine's wide open, and it's like one pass shot. You know, when they have high number assists, it's best for them.
Bobby did some good things despite the offensive struggles. 13 rebounds, had a few blocks in the game, so that was good to see. We do know officially now Arkansas will play Friday against the winner of California and Utah Valley State, right?
Yes, sir.
That game tonight at 9:30 Central Time, so if you want to stay up late for it, because it's on the West Coast.
I sure don't. So what I'll do is I'll check the paper in the morning. Thank you very much, Wally, for your effort, and I'll see who won, and then we'll go from there. If Arkansas gets Cal, they go to Cal. If Arkansas gets Utah Valley State, they play it in Fayetteville on Friday.
That really favors Arkansas playing on a Friday. That gives Montgomery one day to prepare for the press.
That's a good point. Didn't think about that. Especially,
why would they do that? What's wrong with Saturday and Sunday down there?
Well, Arkansas's got to travel, though, so they do kind of lose a day, too.
Well, it depends.
Well, if Cal... Well,
I mean, but I'm just saying.
But it depends.
He's talking about Montgomery, though. What if Utah Valley State wins, it's a huge disadvantage for them, and it
absolutely
should be, because they're a very low seed.
Yeah.
So they have to travel.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess... Unless they're chartering. Maybe they'll probably pay for a charter.
Do they have a charter?
In the valley.
In the valley.
Of Utah.
Can they afford a valley?
It's in the state of the Utah. They're in a horrible
state. Do you know, does NIT pay for the travel?
I think so.
Okay, so
I think so.
That game is late tonight, and it's Wednesday. So they would travel tomorrow, and then they would plan for that. That's a tough turnaround, man.
You know what you never hear anybody talk about with the NIT is, how much money are we making? Because you're not making diddly squat.
Nobody cares. It's good that you're still playing.
Tickets. Hey, great exposure last night playing on ESPN.
And they've got a pool they do at the end of the – they might make – if they make the Final Four, maybe 100.
Look, here's one thing I know. Arkansas doesn't need the money, so I don't really care.
Exposure, though. ESPN. I mean, that is a consolation prize of making the NIT.
Well, and tonight's a better example even, Chris, because you've got those play-in games, or opening round games, which, by the way, one of them's really good. I think the Tennessee-Iowa game could be great.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's a true TV game. Meanwhile, the NIT games are on the big channel, on the ESPN.
Exactly. Why would the NCAA tournament do that to themselves?
I don't know, but here's the good thing is, if you're in the NIT, that's awesome for you. By the way, Missouri also squeaked out a win after struggling with Davidson most of the night last night.
How about that?
Is that the only other SEC team that played last night, or did somebody else play?
Yeah, that
Arkansas
was it.
Play.
I know that, Wally.
Yeah, the Hawks.
So tonight, I guess you've got the other two, right?
You've got Georgia, and you've got, on the other side, I'm going to pull my bracket out.
Oh, Pat's got the NIT bracket.
Get NIT bracket.
What's the first thing you notice about True TV?
I don't.
Lizard Lick.
It's not high definition.
I don't know where it is. There's got to be a True TV high.
No.
There's not a high def. Are you sure?
Yeah, if there is, I missed it.
I think you got to go.
I can't watch
it. AT&T?
No.
Yeah, it's up in the 1,000s for my.
You have. What do you have?
UVerse.
Okay.
Yeah, that's AT&T.
UVerse.
Go up to the
You know
one.
What? I think I need to go up one more channel.
Maybe.
The only reason I watch it is to hear Barkley and Anderson.
I agree. Yeah. Barkley's worth the price.
I think they just brought so much to the NCAA tournament.
I agree. Did you see the thing? He said that they got treated like crap. LSU,
yes.
He said they got treated bad by some of the other guys. He's like, look, we're not here to take your jobs. They asked us to do this, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, really?
When you say what other guys?
The other guys
about?
That normally work the NCAA tournament. He said some of the guys at CBS sort of
treated
him.
I can't remember. Billy Packer and who else?
Well, he's gone. He's been gone. He's talking about the guys that sort of treated him crappy. And he's like, look, we're just here for a minute. I mean, this ain't our thing, dude. Relax.
When they did their show after Selection Sunday, they had Gary Parrish on. From Memphis?
Yeah, CBS guy?
Radio newspaper guy?
Yeah, I like Gary Parrish.
Yeah, he does a good job.
He did a great job.
Yeah, he's a good writer.
But he did call Charles Chuck.
That's okay.
That not a good thing? Pretty familiar for a 31-year-old guy to a living
legend. Well, Wilbon calls Magic Johnson Irvin for some reason.
Yeah, he will not call him Magic, ever.
Hey, by the way, I don't know if you guys were listening to the broadcast last night on TV. I caught a little bit of it. And Jimmy Dykes, I would like to commend him. I thought he was great last night, actually. And, you know, I sometimes have a hard time with some of his
what's going on? Listen. Don't.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Okay. I thought he did a great job last night. I love it. Nestler's fantastic. Anyway, the broadcast was really good last night all around. It was fun. And, of course, the second half was fun to watch. Arkansas shot like.
I thought Jimmy was very objective.
I thought he was very good last night. He's always objective. I'm sure he gets hate mail from Arkansans.
He does.
He's not pro-Arkansas enough. Anyway, he was good in the second half. Arkansas was good in the second half. Everything was good. He told the story, though, I don't know if you heard it, about he and Joe Klein going on a road trip. And they stopped off on the road trip because Joe knows what a huge fan Jimmy is of Larry Bird. So they stop in French Lick on their trip, and they stay at Larry's house for a couple of nights, which he said was the biggest thrill of his life, which could totally understand. So I texted Joe last night, and I said, hey, Joe, I heard you took Jimmy to spend the night at Bird's house. Can I get a lunch with Brad Lowhouse? So he's working on it for me. That would be great for me.
Did you hear the story they said about he and Joe Klein averaged 24.2 points per game?
But Joe averaged 23 and a half.
Jimmy said 23 something, and he had a little over one. Jimmy, I'm looking it up.
That's funny.
I've heard him say that before a couple times on broadcast.
Busy day today. In addition to Wally, Chris is going to get out here and go do whatever it is his dog tells him to the rest of the day.
To do.
By the way, I saw the picture on Facebook. My wife showed it to me of you guys dressing your dog up now. Is this what we've been?
No. It's just wife wanted to get it a rain jacket.
How long
have
you been married, bro?
Almost a year. A year in June.
You're already dressing your dog up. They've only had the dog like 3 months.
Oh, boy.
Before we get on Dykes, can I tell one real quick story of Dykes as a player?
If you want to.
Yeah.
They're playing somebody, and Ricky Norton, the whole sole of his shoe rips off. And Eddie looks down the bench and says, Jimmy. And he said, I ran up there. I was so fired at him. He said, give Ricky your right shoe.
Yeah. I mean, he knows who's, I give Coach credit. That's next level. You know what size your shoes your guys wear. That's a guy who's locked in. So we got Wally today, thanks to our friends at Deltic Timber. Our friends from Mexico Chiquita are going to be in. Yesterday we unveiled the Bay Bracket.
Yes.
To not a lot of controversy, which made me pretty happy, other than the fact that RJ thought that Gabrielle Union was under 35. So, hey, you know what? If I'm Gabrielle Union, I appreciate the effort. No offense, Chris.
It's a compliment.
You guys kind of blew it.
He told me she was.
Well, if there's one thing I know for sure, if you're going to fact check something, don't worry about Jimmy Dykes' basketball stats. Worry about RJ Hawk's stats, okay? The folks from Bolo Bash will be in. Those are our friends from over at Baptist. They'll be in to let us know about that. It's coming up in May. That's the biggest tournament. They have both courses, two tee times for 2 days. It is ridiculous.
Where is it at?
It's out of Chennault. Have you ever played in it?
It's a blast.
He's played in so many tournaments. You don't know. I know you played.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
They know how to put on a golf tournament.
No question. They do a cool thing, too, where they take the top qualifiers and then they bring them back later in a couple of weeks and do a playoff deal from the winners, which is awesome.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fun.
I've never been good enough to be back.
I don't know what that playoff's like.
Do you want a scoop about golf?
Sure.
Starting this year with the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame Golf Tournament, the winning team's names will be engraved and put into the Hall of Fame.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yep.
Good deal.
That is pretty awesome. Now, is there a Hall of Famer on each team, or is that not part of the mix?
We get as many of them as we can.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll have to. We usually get 16, 17, so we're pretty close.
That's pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I go ahead. Pat, you want to help me?
Sure.
The Buzz will buy a team. We just want Ken Duke on our team, if that's cool.
good luck.
Okay. Let's see. Also at noon today, we're going to talk to ESPN Scott Van Pelt is going to join us. We'll visit with him about the bracket. He's
What I should ask him.
I don't know. Come up with some good questions.
All right.
He's brought to us today by our friends at Pizza Hut. I don't know if you've seen the TV commercials with Scott. They're doing a wing special where if your mascot has wings and your team wins the national championship, or if a winged mascot wins the national championship, a team with a winged mascot wins the national championship, they're going to give away free wings on April 10th.
Okay. We figured out there's like 13
Because I don't think 12. He had Iowa State
12,
listed,
I think,
though. Yeah, we'll, okay, all right. Well, 12.
We'll ask him about it at noon.
All right.
Also, Barrett Salee in the final hour. Spring football is underway. Wally, any returns from the first couple of days of spring practice?
My reports are private at this point.
Whoa! Okay.
So are most of the practices.
Come
so
on,
it's fine. Wallace. I will say I read something from our friends at Hooten's about Corliss Marshall, and apparently he is very much focused right now on being a running back first. I think he's one of the few guys that can play both ways, though, certainly. I'd love to see him be the starting safety and then mix in for about – he's a good enough athlete where I think he can return kicks, play safety, and then give you 10 carries a game or six carries
six,
a game.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Just gives it a different level that just throws everything off that speed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Especially in the second half if you're using
him. He's a pretty special athlete, but certainly you've got two –
I don't know. I've always had an issue with if you can't find a way to put the ball in your hands of your best playmakers – then you're just not doing your team, you're not doing yourself justice. Don't you always have to look at a way to give him more opportunities to have the ball in his hands?
You do, but he can be such a great playmaker on defense, too. And if you didn't Williams and Collins at running back,
kicks, no doubt, you're getting some touches. I'm all about getting them touches.
Well, I'd like to see one of those three guys be a punt returner, too.
Give me just a little light to be carrying 15, 16 times a game.
Who? Marshall?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he needs that many carries because I think he can help him on defense. If you didn't have those other two guys, maybe you stick him over there.
Yeah.
But I don't think you need him to carry it that much with those two guys, and that's what opens it up to him maybe being a defensive player.
But what they're looking for is a game breaker. Somebody can go all the way.
Yeah,
and,
that's right.
And the other two guys, that you know, they can get you 5-8.
Well, Williams can. I think Williams has a little bit of that. I mean, I've seen him go all the way on a couple wheel routes in the past. Admittedly, against lower level competition, but still,
he's no Ronnie Wingo wheel route runner.
No, sir. I mean Ronnie Wingo. They should call it the Wingo route.
Yeah.
I mean he kind of rewrote the
why he
book
wasn't
on that.
Moved to receiver.
He's too big for receiver and too upright for running back. He was sort of a betwixt player.
Didn't have great hips either.
Be a great Canadian.
When is the
star.
April game? Spring game?
Like the 26th or
Saturday after the Derby.
It's the Saturday after Easter.
It's 2 weeks after. It's 2 weeks after the Derby. It's 26th.
Oh, it's the last weekend in.
I think so.
Okay, that's the last weekend in April.
Yeah, they take off. They take off spring break this coming week, so they'll have a break in between. But yeah.
That's late, huh?
Yeah,
late,
I think so, too.
Ever had.
It is. It seems like a long stretch of time.
Basketball team only gets one more chance to have spring break.
That's a good point. Let's see. Do I want to keep playing or I want to go on spring break?
Spring break, boys. Actually, the per diem could be really good.
Per diem could pay for a trip in the summer.
Oh, even so in NIT?
Yeah, you get it all the way through. And we had three games. When I played in 97, we had three games at home, then went to Madison Square Garden for two.
You don't get home
per diem.
Though?
The per diem is the travel. So, like, let's just say they go to Cal. They get per diem for Thursday, Friday, and maybe, Saturday.
It's a late game, right? You won't fly back right after.
Yeah, a little taste. So, it's like the best is when you go for these NCAA or the SEC tournament because if you play on Thursday, you fly out on Tuesday, and you hopefully stay until Saturday.
What do you think
Sunday.
The per diem is for the NCAA tournament now?
I was trying to figure that out. I think mine was, like, $35 a day. And you get fed every
$3,500 a day.
Not much.
$35 or $3.
We have Chris Kane here. We have Hurricane on line one. What's up, man?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I need to talk to you about the game last night. The commentators, Jimmy Dykes, he made a statement about why don't Bobby Portis use the board instead of just laying the ball up on the rim.
Mm-hmm.
I think that made a lot of sense. And, what in the damn hell is wrong with Michael Qualls? Does he have an attitude problem?
I think he's got a thinking problem right now.
Careful.
I think he's got a thinking problem. But I hope for his sake he doesn't get left behind. You got Qualls and Harris that have got to get on board.
I think he's
man.
Got a starter's mentality. And when they bring him off the bench, he's just not the same.
You know what, though? The one thing I really like about him, and Pat, you may disagree, you're the shooter, but I tell you what, he's got for a mid-range jump shot, every time he shoots a mid-range jumper, I think that's going in.
Yep. Listen, this kid, there's one thing he does is he works on his shot, and there's nothing wrong with it. He's got good balance when he goes up. You talk about the mid-game, he works on that. My problem is this. The entire time, he's more concentrated on getting his hand up. And what am I going to – he's a ball chaser. He runs after the ball as opposed to run away from the ball, set a screen, cut. He's a ball chaser, and defensively, he's a ball watcher. It's just – if you're a basketball player, you cannot consistently be concerned with watching the ball. You got to know where it is, but if you're stuck on the ball, you're going to kill the offense, you're going to kill the defense. And that's what – it frustrates me, man. It really does, but what are you going to do?
Hey, Pat, have you ever thought about coaching?
No.
Hey, Kane, we got to go. Sorry. We just got him back. Do you mind?
Who's going to want me, seriously?
Well, I'm sure a lot of teams would be happy to have you. Dennis.
Yes.
Go ahead, friend.
Hey, guys. I was kind of wanting to talk to Wally about baseball.
He's here.
Sorry to change the subject a little bit.
Feel free.
Okay. Wally, do you have anything to do with the paper?